Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Heather Friends, and this audio section covers the scoring of question 47, found in Grade 4, Book 3, of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over question 47 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State educators and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 62 in Part 2 of the Grade 4 Scoring Guide, and we will go over question 47. In this question, the student is asked to calculate the perimeter and the area of a bookmark. Please note that a Show Your Work Area is provided. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is a 3. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response shows the work 2 plus 7 plus 2 plus 7 equals 18 units, which is the perimeter of the bookmark. Any other valid process used to arrive at this answer would also be acceptable. The third part of the response is the answer 14 square units for the area of the bookmark. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 64. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 3. In this response, the student has answered the questions correctly and shown the appropriate work. The second guide paper, another score point 3, is also complete and correct. Both answers provided are correct, and the correct work is shown. Next is the third guide paper, which is a score point 2. The first answer is correct, and the work shown is acceptable. However, the second answer of 49 is incorrect. Moving on to the fourth guide paper, another score point 2, we see again that the first answer is correct, as is the work shown, but the second answer of 28 is incorrect. Let's review the fifth guide paper, which is a score point 1. The first answer is incorrect, and the work shown is not sufficient. However, the second answer of 14 square units is correct. This response demonstrates the student has a limited understanding of the task. Next, we have the sixth guide paper, which is also a score point 1. In this paper, both the first and second answers are incorrect. Although the student has made a conceptual error by confusing the definitions of perimeter and area, this still demonstrates that the student has the ability to solve for both. Our seventh and final guide paper is a score point 0. Both answers are incorrect and no work is shown. Please take a moment to review these seven guide papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 47, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before moving on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 3-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 47. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 81. Both answers provided are correct, and the appropriate work is shown, earning this response a score of 3. Let's move on to practice set 82. In this paper, the student has confused the concepts of perimeter and area and has not shown any work. This response demonstrates a limited understanding of the task and receives a score of 1. The next practice set 83, is an incorrect response. Neither the answers provided nor the work shown are correct. The student has not demonstrated even a limited understanding of the task, so this response receives a score of 0. Okay, let's review practice set 84, a partially correct response. For the first answer, incorrect work shown leads to an incorrect answer of 24. The second answer, however, is correct, so this response receives a score of 2. The last practice set for this question, practice set 85, is a complete and correct response. Both answers are correct, and the work shown demonstrates a sound mathematical procedure for figuring out the perimeter. This response earns a score of 3. If you are unclear why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.